This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
اللهم صل على سيدنا وعلى آله وصحبه. Yeah, it should be fine, inshallah. Sorry. Yeah, here it is. It's worthwhile. Just share from there. Anyone that I found that up later. Allahumma salli ala.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
بسم
الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبعد. الله سبحانه وتعالى tells us in the Quran الكريم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely put us through various tests. And it is how we respond to these various tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us through. Inshallah, this evening we are blessed that we have the company of Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim, Hafizahumullah, and some of our elders, alhamdulillah, Haji Fazluddin Baqa is here as well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him barakah in his health, inshallah, and grant him good health and accept all his du'as that he continuously makes for us in the community, inshallah. As we know that South Africa has been going through a difficult time the last few days, and we felt as a Muslim community, I had a word with Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim, and he, alhamdulillah, gave us that encouragement and one, two of the other community members that we should do something living in luxury and in comfort. In South Africa, we are indebted to South Africa, and South Africa has given a lot to the world. And even we are sitting here in Iqra Academy, just to let you know that when we were busy fixing up this place for the madrasa, the musalla, a place of worship, alhamdulillah, a family from South Africa sent us the money to pay for the carpets. So the community is doing a lot. They have done a lot. And alhamdulillah, we take benefits from that. Our ulama, our parents, our teachers, etc., etc., family members, and the ummah at large. So this evening, very quickly, inshallah, as we always have every Friday, third Friday night, Laylatul Jumu'ah, the 40 salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the 40 ahadith with regards to sending salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will inshallah have Sheikh Abdullah Hafiji recite that, and we can follow inshallah. And as we know, all of these salawat are from the hadith sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this has been compiled. The one that we are reciting has been compiled by Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Al-Madani rahmatullah alayhi. So inshallah, we will ask Sheikh Abdullah to kindly take us through the recitation of the 40 salawat.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. سلام على المرسلين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وأنزله المقعد المقرب عندك. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسقط بعده أبدا. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد، وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته. وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله
Alhamdulillah, Brother Bahrain just told us that Sheikh Abbas conveyed his salams and he was really appreciating Sheikh Abbas Ali has conveyed his salam to the community. I was very appreciative of everyone taking their time to come and make dua this evening, inshallah. As you know, brothers and friends and our listeners, that the world at large is going through difficult times and we are sitting here to make dua for everyone, inshallah. The last few weeks, especially for the South Africans, has been really tough because of COVID. In the Muslim community, hundreds have lost their lives. We have not yet come over the colossal loss of Mufti Taha Karan, rahmatullah alayh. In the same week, my father's brother, our uncle passed away. Last week, Friday, our Ustad, Mufti Alauddin, who is also the Ustad of Sheikh Safdar, Sheikh Salman, Sheikh Abdullah, and various others, he passed away. Today, Dr. Muhsin passed away as well in Medina Munawwara, the famous mutarjim with Sheikh Taqiyuddin al-Hilali, who has translated the Quran Kareem. Millions of people have benefited. So, rahmatullah alayhi, we make dua for them as well, inshallah.
Ameen, ya Rabbi.
Inshallah, keeping in mind this, each person has lost a family member, difficulty. So, we keep all of that in mind and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. And we are unable to go for Hajj, to go to Medina Tayyibah. And inshallah, through the salawat, we increase our muhabba and our love.
Salat wa salam.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ulama have mentioned great fadila and great merits in sending salawat One is, of course, from the Quran Kareem and from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the barakah and the anwarat that we receive, inshallah, will be tremendous. Not a fard or a sunnah or anything, but inshallah, Sheikh Safdar looks like he is running a bit late. Is Sheikh Safdar
Should be here shortly.
Inshallah. Sheikh Safdar and Imam Muhammad and others have got the Imam duties. Sheikh Abu Bakr and then Sheikh Yusuf, they said they may be a bit late, inshallah. So we'll ask Sheikh Abdullah to recite Surah Yasin for us, inshallah, Al-Aziz. Yasin Sharif is the heart of the Quran. And inshallah, we hope we are reciting for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through the barakah of Surah Yasin, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala soften our heart and make it easy for us. After that, inshallah, we leave the podium to Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim to make it further, inshallah.
كرمك الله خير مولانا بسم الله
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم تنزيل العزيز الرحيم لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون لقد حق القول على أكثرهم فهم لا يؤمنون إنا جعلنا في أعناقهم أغلالا فهي إلى الأذقان فهم مقمحون وجعلنا من بين أيديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فأغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون وسواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون إنما تنذر من اتبع الذكر وخشي الرحمن بالغيب فبشره بمغفرة وأجر كريم إنا نحن نحيي الموتى ونكتب ما قدموا وآثارهم وكل شيء أحصيناه في إمام مبين واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون قالوا ما أنتم إلا بشر مثلنا وما أنزل الرحمن من شيء إن أنتم إلا تكذبون قالوا ربنا يعلم إنا إليكم لمرسلون وما علينا إلا البلاغ المبين قالوا إنا تطيرنا بكم لئن لم تنتهوا لنرجمنكم وليمسنكم منا عذاب أليم قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون وجاء من أقصى المدينة رجل يسعى قال يا قوم اتبعوا المرسلين اتبعوا من لا يسألكم أجرا وهم مهتدون وما لي لا أعبد الذي فطرني وإليه ترجعون أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون إني إذا لفي ضلال مبين إني آمنت بربكم فاسمعون قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين وما أنزلنا على قومه من بعده من جند من السماء وما كنا منزلين إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم خامدون يا حسرة على العباد ما يأتيهم من رسول إلا كانوا به يستهزئون ألم يروا كم أهلكنا قبلهم من القرون أنهم إليهم لا يرجعون وإن كل لما جميع لدينا محضرون وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون سبحان الذي خلق الأزواج كلها مما تنبت الأرض ومن أنفسهم ومما لا يعلمون وآية لهم الليل نسلخ منه النهار فإذا هم مظلمون والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم لا الشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وخلقنا لهم من مثله ما يركبون وإن نشأ نغرقهم فلا صريخ لهم ولا هم ينقذون إلا رحمة منا ومتاعا إلى حين وإذا قيل لهم اتقوا ما بين أيديكم وما خلفكم لعلكم ترحمون وما تأتيهم من آية من آيات ربهم إلا كانوا عنها معرضين وإذا قيل لهم أنفقوا مما رزقكم الله قال الذين كفروا للذين آمنوا أنطعم من لو يشاء الله أطعمه إن أنتم إلا في ضلال مبين ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين ما ينظرون إلا صيحة واحدة تأخذهم وهم يخصمون فلا يستطيعون توصية ولا إلى أهلهم يرجعون ونفخ في الصور فإذا هم من الأجداث إلى ربهم ينسلون قالوا يا ويلنا من بعثنا من مرقدنا هذا ما وعد الرحمن وصدق المرسلون إن كانت إلا صيحة واحدة فإذا هم جميع لدينا محضرون فاليوم لا تظلم نفس شيئا ولا تجزون إلا ما كنتم تعملون إن أصحاب الجنة اليوم في شغل فاكهون هم وأزواجهم في ظلال على الأرائك متكئون لهم فيها فاكهة ولهم ما يدعون سلام قولا من رب رحيم وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا أفلم تكونوا تعقلون هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون اصلوها اليوم بما كنتم تكفرون اليوم نختم على أفواههم وتكلمنا أيديهم وتشهد أرجلهم بما كانوا يكسبون ولو نشاء لطمسنا على أعينهم فاستبقوا الصراط فأنى يبصرون ولو نشاء لمسخناهم على مكانتهم فما استطاعوا مضيا ولا يرجعون ومن نعمره ننكسه في الخلق أفلا يعقلون وما علمناه الشعر وما ينبغي له إن هو إلا ذكر وقرآن مبين لينذر من كان حيا ويحق القول على الكافرين أولم يروا أنا خلقنا لهم مما عملت أيدينا أنعاما فهم لها مالكون وذللناها لهم فمنها ركوبهم ومنها يأكلون ولهم فيها منافع ومشارب أفلا يشكرون واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة لعلهم ينصرون لا يستطيعون نصرهم وهم لهم جند محضرون فلا يحزنك قولهم إنا نعلم ما يسرون وما يعلنون أولم يرى الإنسان أنا خلقناه من نطفة فإذا هو خصيم مبين وضرب لنا مثلا ونسي خلقه قال من يحيي العظام وهي رميم قل يحييها الذي أنشأها أول مرة وهو بكل خلق عليم الذي جعل لكم من الشجر الأخضر نارا فإذا أنتم منه توقدون أوليس الذي خلق السماوات والأرض بقادر على أن يخلق مثلهم بلى وهو الخلاق العليم إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون فسبحان الذي بيده ملكوت كل شيء وإليه ترجعون.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا ونبينا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على محمد في الأولين وصل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا محمد في الآخرين. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد في الملأ الأعلى يا أرحم الراحمين. Always we begin with the praise of Allah. We send our prayers and salutations and greetings upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify always that none is worthy of worship but Allah Azza wa Jal, and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to remind myself anew of taqwallah Azza wa Jal, and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inherits in us a love for him, a fear of him, and a hope in his mercy in a greater capacity in our privacy, in our private lives, than what we seek to show each other publicly. Allahumma ameen. Alhamdulillah, it's always a pleasure to receive the invitation of Mawlana Burhan, jazahullah anna khair, my dear brother Abdullah. And alhamdulillah, seeing, mashallah, yahillu alayna, Sheikh Safdal just walking in, hafidhahullah, come forward, Sheikh, Allahi barak fikum. Just leading the prayers at Masjid Thornley, may Allah reward him. And all of the others, mashallah, who I'm sure are much interested, alhamdulillah, to join us in this. Okay, assalamu alaikum, Shaykhna. As introduced by my dear brother, Mawlana Burhan, subhanAllah, every experience I've had with South Africa, I won't speak about South Africans, but I'll speak about South Africa. Every experience I've had with South Africa and the South Africans in South Africa has been one that has left lasting memories, subhanAllah. And it was my blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I've been able to visit a few times. Some of them, mashallah, hosted by our Sheikh and our dear uncle Yaqub. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him protection and security, give him assistance in all that they face over there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect the ummah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I speak out of a place of love, so I'm biased. So for any South Africans in the audience, I am biased towards, mashallah, the ulama of South Africa, the brothers of South Africa. I have had the honor to travel with some of the senior imams from South Africa, Mawlana Ibrahim Bam, and a few others, alhamdulillah, who I call close friends and advisors and mentors and as a student of theirs, even from a distance. But I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues to maintain and protect the security upon the people of that land, the Muslim and the non-Muslim, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends in each heart rahmah towards each other. What I wanted to speak about today, inshallah, were two particular issues. The first of them is a dua of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One of the dua of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is, he would say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. He would say, O Allah, I seek your protection, refuge from zawali ni'matik. That the ni'mah you provided, you remove it from me. وتحول عافيتك. And the afiyah, the good health, the security that I have, that it changes suddenly. وفجاءت نقمتك. And that I'm surprised by your anger. This dua of the Prophet ﷺ, could you imagine the Prophet making this dua? See, because I don't want you to assume that the one who makes this dua is the one who's worthy of fearing this dua, right? Many a times we make dua in the intent where we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something. Al-Imam al-Ghazali, he says something that's actually quite stunning if you look a little bit deeper in it. He said the dua that is answered for you by Allah is the one where you don't ask for anything. I want you to think about that. What do you mean don't ask for anything? You're not asking for any personal gain in the dunya just for yourself at the expense of others. Or just for yourself without thinking of others. Even the dua, you know, in led in Salatul Isha, the dua of Ibrahim we all make. Rabbi ij'alni muqima salah, regular my prayer. But you don't stop there. You don't just say, oh Allah, make me regular in prayer. I don't care about you guys. You do your own thing. Look at the Fatiha that you and I recite. رَبِّ جَعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي. My children, my children's 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 children. The dhurriyyah that will come. رَبِّ اغْفِلِّي وَلِوَالِدَيْ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. The Fatiha you recite it with a sigha, without a personification yourself. You say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The Lord of all existence, what I know, what I don't know. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Malik Yawm al-Din, Iyaka Na'bud. We worship you, O Allah. Although you're the only one reciting. It's not Iyaka A'bud, I worship you. It's Na'bud. Wa Iyaka, and only you, Allah, Nasta'een, all of us. Ihdina, lead all of us, Ya Allah. It's not Ihdini. Don't guide me to the straight path. You're asking for yourself, but for your dua to ascend to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that it is not restricted. You need the keys to open up the doors of the heavens, subhanallah. And the most important key, the first key, is that you have a care and a concern for your fellow man and for others. For those who are near and those who are far. This is the sunnah of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this hadith, this dua, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika. Oh Allah, I ask you to protect me. What are the things to be protected? What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fear? That the anger of Allah descends and I wasn't ready. I didn't think about what I did wrong to bring it down. Fuja'a niqmatik. That I'm surprised. Faj'a. تحول عافيتك, that the afiyah that you provided for me, oh Allah, in an instant it's withdrawn. Subhanallah. You wake up one morning and life is copacetic, it's the way you want it. By the time you sleep, it's changed. The Prophet ﷺ said that before the Day of Judgment, this is what will happen to mankind that will lead a person. That they woke up a believer, by the time they go to sleep, they've disbelieved in Allah. It's not that they disbelieved in Allah, they woke up and they said, oh, let me think about why I want to be a kafir. La. It's that the circumstance of their life, because their iman was not grounded, what they experience hardens their heart. Why have you done this to me, Ya Allah? What? Where am I with Allah? If Allah, where, why is this happening? So they woke up a believer, everything they think, because Allah gave them what they want, everything is good. By the time they come to the evening, they suffered loss, they suffered ill health, they suffered financial difficulty, that it leads to a hardening of the heart that turns a person away from Allah. So the Prophet ﷺ would make the second dua that I wanted to study with you. Ya muqallib al-qulub. Subhanallah. Ya musarrif al-qulub. O Allah who turns the hearts. Thabbit qalbi ala deenik. Keep my heart steadfast upon the faith of Islam. Subhanallah. This dua is narrated by Umm Salama radiallahu anha. She says, whenever the Prophet was alone with me, the dua I heard him make the most was this dua. It's not a dua with the Prophet just teaching it to everybody who's idle around him. No, this is a dua that was personal to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, personal to his family. Oh Allah, keep our hearts firm. The same verses that are recited in Surah Al-Isha. Ibrahim, he pleads to Allah. He says, Rabbi inni askantu min dhurriyati fi wadin bi wadin ghayri dhi zar'in 'inda baytika al-muharram. Rabbana liyuqimu as-salah. I brought them into this desert in an area where there's no vegetation, oh Allah, so that they can establish the prayer. The message that I wish to give to my brothers listening with us today and sisters and those who will listen after or those who are listening from other places internationally online is to be prepared for the storm that has not arrived. You know, we talk about the calm before the storm, subhanAllah. And it's not, it doesn't have to be on the most significant levels where it's chaos for everybody around you. Each and every one of us, there is a tempest on the horizon. There's a storm on the horizon. The pressure hasn't changed yet. The winds haven't blown yet. But the storm is brewing. And if you don't have far-sightedness, if you do not have the basira, that the eyes may not see, but your heart needs to see. Allah says, إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَ الْأَبْصَارِ. It's not that their eyes are blind. وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. Al-Imam al-Ghazali, he used to say, Al-ulama, the scholars, they see the fitna before it arrives. And the regular folk like us, they see it after it leaves. SubhanAllah, we were in fitna, we say, oh, everything is fine. Then the fitna is over, and we say, SubhanAllah, we were in a very difficult time. It's gone already. You didn't see it coming. You didn't see the test before it arrives. It's the heart that gives us this acquaintance. So when I received, wallahi, literally yesterday, maybe not dozens, maybe over 100 messages from different brothers and sisters who I've known over the years from South Africa, the one common thread, yani if I was to take the one sentence that I found in every single one of them, it was the reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It wasn't, Shaykh, can you explain why has this happened to us? You know, usually you'll get that from other places. Someone will say, Shaykh, I'm going through a tough time. Can you explain to me why Allah took my son? Why has my husband lost all of our money? Why has Allah done this? Wallahi, not once, not even one person asked for that kind of reconciliation. The iman of the brothers and sisters over there, wallahi, even some of them are saying, Shaykh, how are you guys doing? I said, what are you asking about me? We're asking about you. We're concerned about you. How's everything with you? How's your situation? La, Shaykh, how are you doing? Inshallah, everything will be okay. Wallahi, antko adrit khamisa. He's saying, oh, how's your father? How's he in Canada? I said, Shaykh, I'm asking about you in Durban. You're asking me about my father in Canada. SubhanAllah. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us iman. The final message, and before I hand over to Mawlana Safdar, is the surprise that arrives with the difficulties is not uncommon. So being surprised by something happening, you say, SubhanAllah, this has happened. We didn't expect it. But for us, alhamdulillah, here in Perth, I remember March, people fighting in the aisles over toilet paper. Do you remember? Don't think that any civil society is not ever on a knife's edge. It just takes one moment to tip over, one incident to galvanize change that can put all of us in a moment. Financial markets crash, 2008, subhanAllah, you know, 2008, people losing jobs, and we were sheltered in different ways. But don't assume that the ni'mah that you and I have been blessed with here, COVID virus, that happens in Yani England. It's over there. No, it doesn't happen in Australia. No, we're an island, mashallah. Nah. The surprise that comes, the astonishment that comes, should not be something that does not mean we haven't already prepared ourselves. And the preparation of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was never simply spiritual. If I have, you know, as a last minute, the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not simply spiritual. It's not to pray your worries away alone. You can't just pray the worries away. It is foolish to pray illness, just pray illness away. It is foolish to just pray for security and not take up the means to lock the door, to tie up your camel, to put your car in a garaged area. It is foolish. The Prophet ﷺ would never allow it, that somebody yattakil, to put it, because you are tempting yourself with Allah. Allah has not promised any of us any assurance. No assurance. And this is what separates us as Muslims from other faiths who lose faith. There's a problem called the problem of evil, right? Why, if Allah Almighty is all-wise, all-knowing, all-powerful, all knows what's going to happen before it happens, why does He allow evil to happen? If evil happens and God is all-good, then He's not all-good, or He's not all-powerful to stop it. This is a problem for Judeo-Christian context. We as Muslims, we don't have this problem. Why? Because Allah never told you He's not going to cause you trouble. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but He is also ad-Dar. He's the one subhanahu wa ta'ala who never said, I will not test you. Allah tells you in the Quran, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ. Our Lord is not just a Lord of love alone. No, oh, peace and that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm going to take from your wealth. I'm going to take from your health. I'm going to take from your family, from your security, from your amn. That's why we don't have this problem of evil. We don't see that Allah can be all good and all powerful, but in His hikmah, He allows what happens, happens. And Allah has said, I have not promised you that I will not test you with hardship. In fact, I promise you I will test you with difficulty and adversity. It's your job to prepare iman and to prepare yourself. وَلَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا. What you are tested with, Allah knows you're able to maintain it or has given you the means to avert it. But if you don't avert it, it's on you, not with Allah Azza wa Jalla. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our brothers and sisters in South Africa. Wallahi, they remain as imams for us, even in this difficulty, seeing their iman shine forth across the oceans, seeing the type of dialogue that they send, the type of strength that they have put forward, seeing them, subhanallah, assisting each other, running food from one place to another, hearing our maulanas, you know, being the ones who used to distribute zakah in shanty towns and other places. Now, subhanallah, the people who gave zakah are receiving milk and bread. Subhanallah. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَضَرَّعُونَ. Come back to me, right? Not because you're wayward, but because I am who I am. Never forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that becomes an ayah for you and I, a sign for you and I. Abdullah, you are on a cliff. The habl of Allah is extended. You're either going to hold the rope of Allah, you fall over. The habl of Allah, the Quran is there for you. You want to hold on or you want to let go? All of us, al-urwa al-wuthqa, the strong handhold. That hold is with our tawheed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at-tawakkul ala Allah, and planning. Prepare yourself. Always have within yourself, within your home, within our communities, the strategies, the ways to protect ourselves and protect our interests, protect our masajid, protect our families, our wives, our daughters, our sons, protect their iman, but also protect the future of our community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our brothers and sisters in South Africa secure as they return to their homes, secure in their masajid, secure in their communities, that they take the forefront of distributing the zakah and the khayr to the Muslims and the non-Muslims, protecting those who are weakest has always been the tradition of our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us for their betterment so that they can return to where they were to better us once again. Just like our Mawlana said that the carpets of this very center, this center of Quran and center of Salah, is donated by people from over there, don't be surprised in a day or two that you will find people there also donating for other things that we need here. This should never astonish you. The khayr comes with people whose hearts remain with khayr. May Allah keep them firm and steadfast and assist us and them to that which is pleasing to Allah and protect us all from that which is sinful. Wa salli Allahumma wa sallim wa zid wa barik ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa jazakumullah anna khayr al jaza. Allahi barik.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد. First and foremost, we thank and praise Allah Azza wa Jal for the countless blessings and bounties that He has bestowed upon us, and also having given us the tawfiq and the opportunity to come and sit in a gathering of the remembrance of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And inshallah, you know, to make dua for our brothers and sisters in South Africa that are going through hardship. First and foremost, I'd like to also thank, you know, the organizers of, you know, this beautiful gathering, Sheikh Burhan, Sheikh Abdullah, and, you know, the rest of the volunteers and everyone who contributes towards the Iqra Academy and so on and so forth. And also, Jazakumullah Khair, Sheikh Yahya, for the amazing reminder. Inshallah, I'm just going to mention 2 points and share with you 2 points, and then I will pass it on for the next part of the program. Alhamdulillah, I had the privilege and the blessing and the honor of spending approximately 7 years in South Africa. And one of the first few people that I knew there was, of course, none other than Sheikh Burhan, because I had known his older brother, Hafiz Ibrahim, who had come here a couple of times for the Taraweeh prayers to Perth. And of course, I knew Sheikh Abdullah there as well. We were very good friends there as well, alhamdulillah. And one of the things that I find, you know, quite surprising and something amazing as well at the same time is that the percentage of Muslims in South Africa is very similar to the percentage of Muslims here in Australia. But the stark difference between the strength of the Muslims there compared to the strength of the Muslims here is also something very surprising and something amazing. Subhanallah, being so few in number, we're talking in terms of percentage in South Africa, the amount of masajid that they've established, the amount of institutions that they've been able to establish, the type of curriculum they've developed for, you know, the Islamic schools and the Muslim schools, and the type of, you know, a connection they have with the government and in the political circles, and, you know, the amount of influence that, for example, the Jam'iyyah and the organization of the scholars have there, alhamdulillah, is also, you know, something which is far advanced to what we have here in Perth and in Australia. And again, this is something which we can definitely learn, you know, from South Africa, and something we can take from it, something we can try and implement here for our context as well, inshallah ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, you know, it is, especially for me, it's something very personal, because I did spend, you know, quite a lot of time there, and I have my mashayikh, you know, that are, you know, residing in South Africa to this day, and I have many of my friends and my classmates there as well. And this is something, you know, quite personal for me. And subhanallah, you know, we have a WhatsApp group as well with, you know, my classmates from South Africa who share with us, you know, all the things that are happening there. And again, it's very saddening to see, you know, what was the situation when we were there and what is the situation now. Subhanallah, it looks as though it is like, you know, anarchy there, like some of the pictures there, subhanallah. It looks like as if it's, you know, complete chaos in some parts. Maybe it might not have reached that extent, but certainly from the pictures, it seems that way. So it is something very saddening and something, you know, quite disheartening. But of course, at the same time, we always have our reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, as, you know, Sheikh Yahya so rightly said, subhanallah, the Muslims there, the type of messages that, you know, we see from them is of dua, is of tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they realize that, you know, the only way to get out of this is to do istighfar, continuous istighfar, to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and at the same time taking the means as well to protect oneself from the calamities that are that you know the Muslims and you know the population in general are facing there in South Africa. So this is something, you know, subhanallah, it's a huge lesson for us. So the two points that I want to share, inshallah, with you are, number one, we find that people that are afflicted with calamities and challenges and difficulties, you know, sometimes it may seem as though, you know, perhaps, you know, because maybe people might have been in some sort of sin or something along those lines, you know, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala might be, you know, putting some sort of punishment upon them. However, we find that, number one, you know, Muslims in South Africa are, you know, quite strong in the way that they portray their iman and in the way that they practice the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also we find, you know, from the lifetime of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself and the Khulafa ar-Rashidin, subhanallah, it is something so astonishing that sometimes we feel as though, you know, everything was completely ideal. And in our mind, the ideal is no calamity, no challenges, no difficulties. Everything just works perfectly. But the ideal is not that. The ideal for even the strongest Muslim, for even the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for even the ones that were given the glad tidings of Jannah, like, you know, the Ashra Mubashara and others, the ideal for them is not to face no difficulties in life. That's not the ideal. So if in our mind we think that, you know, the ideal for anyone who is very close to Allah is khalas, full peace, no calamity, no difficulty whatsoever, no, that's not the case. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he faced difficulties. But he showed us how to face those difficulties. He showed us how to, you know, confront those difficulties and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in asking for help and then seeking the means to, you know, try and take those difficulties away through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for those of us that have read the history of, you know, the Khulafa ar-Rashidin as well, you know, the Khulafa ar-Rashidin, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, we find that even during the times of Khilafah, we consider their, subhanAllah, their rule to be the best rule. We consider those rulers to be rightly guided, righteous rulers. However, the things that happened under their rule, it wasn't that it was absolutely perfect. There was absolutely no chaos whatsoever. There was absolutely no rebellion whatsoever. No, these things still took place. And subhanAllah, they dealt with it in a manner which, of course, is befitting for people so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again, when we look at the situation of South Africa, alhamdulillah, you know, we can take solace from the fact that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself, he has said that those who are tested the severest by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً وَإِبْتِلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءِ, those who are tested the most severely and the most harshly by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the anbiya. And then the ones that come after them in terms of their iman and in terms of their relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then the ones that come after them. So the closer you are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more severely you will be tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something which is definitely true, insha'Allah ta'ala, for many, many of our brothers, most of our brothers, if not all of our brothers and sisters in South Africa. So this is, you know, the first thing that I want to share with you, insha'Allah ta'ala. And also, our beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has mentioned to us so many things that, insha'Allah, bring some solace to the heart and bring some comfort to the heart. Not some comfort, insha'Allah, a lot of comfort to the heart, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also tells us in another authentic hadith, and it's a very famous hadith, which we've all heard, that every situation for a Muslim is khair. Every situation of a Muslim is khair, is good and beneficial. Why? If a person is in ease and comfort, then the Muslim does what? The Muslim is grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ, then it is good for him. And if a person is afflicted with difficulty, if a Muslim is afflicted with difficulty, then what does he do? Then he practices upon sabr, practices patience. He is patient upon the situation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put him in. فَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُ. And even that is good for him. So whether a person is in ease and comfort, or a person is in difficulty, every situation for a Muslim is khair. Every situation for a Muslim is khair. And for a Muslim that is close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not only is this not a punishment when calamity befalls a person, not only is it not a punishment, rather, it is a means by which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is raising that Muslim's rank in the hereafter. Is raising that Muslim's rank in the hereafter, subhanAllah. So that is something which inshaAllah brings us comfort, and inshaAllah I'm sure it brings comfort to the people and our brothers and sisters in South Africa as well. And the reason I'm mentioning these things, I'm sure that, you know, the ulama, they are, you know, giving guidance to, you know, their followers and the Muslim brothers and sisters in South Africa. However, this is something more for us, and firstly for myself, inshaAllah, that when we look at people that are facing difficulties elsewhere, other than, you know, here in Perth, then, you know, this is a lesson for us. And we should prepare in that manner as well. And some, I mean, obviously every single person goes through some difficulty at one point or another in their life, whether it be some financial difficulty, or whether it be, you know, the loss of someone in their family or from one of their friends, or and so on and so forth. So there is always some difficulty that befalls us. So the reason I'm mentioning this and sharing this with you is inshallah so that we can prepare when those difficulties do come about. And we know how to, you know, behave in times of those difficulties inshallah ta'ala, and how to rely upon Allah and how to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's point number one. Point number two, very quickly inshallah, is we know from a famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when a Muslim makes dua for their brother or sister, when a Muslim makes dua for their brother or sister behind their back or in their absence, then what? Number one, that dua is made, upon that dua, the angels make ameen. And they also say further than that, وَلَكَ بِمِثْلِ وَلَكَ بِمِثْلِ SubhanAllah. So this is something amazing, that when we make dua for our brothers and sisters in South Africa and elsewhere, for those that may be facing difficulties and hardships, then number one, the angels say ameen to that. And we know that when the angels say ameen to that, it is an indication from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that inshaAllah that dua is going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. InshaAllah that dua is going to be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But not only do they say ameen for that dua to be accepted for the people that we are making dua for in their absence, but they also say وَلَكَ بِمِثْلِ, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant you the same. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also grant you the same. So when we make dua of afiyah and of amn and of security and of peace and to be safe from calamities, and you know, we make dua for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ease their difficulties, then we're making dua for them and inshallah it will be accepted. But we're also making dua for ourselves. How? Because the angels will also say ameen wa laka bi mithl, meaning that may this ease be for you as well, meaning that may this afiyah and this amn and this security and this peace be for you as well. So we're also making dua for ourselves inshallah ta'ala. But we shouldn't be selfish. We shouldn't be selfish. We should be selfless inshallah in the way that we make dua. But one of the benefits, one of the byproducts and one of the benefits of that dua for you know, our brothers and sisters in their absence is that we also get benefit from that inshallah ta'ala. So whenever we make dua inshallah, let us make it sincerely, considering them to be our brothers and sisters, and they are our brothers and sisters. And let us make dua for them sincerely. Let us, you know, feel their pain inshallah as much as possible. And let us inshallah turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for forgiveness for our own sins as well, and for our own shortcomings, and for our, you know, for our transgressions against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and against His creation, so that we can also be granted protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from, you know, from difficulties and from hardships and from afflictions and from calamities. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our du'as for our brothers and sisters and grant us the same. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
JazakumAllah khairan, JazakAllah everyone this evening for those who are sitting, and special JazakumAllah khair to Sheikh Yahya Ibrahim and Sheikh Safdar for those words of advice and inspiration, motivation. Barakallahu feekum. We will make a dua inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد يحيي ويميت بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. Ya Allah, we are nothing without you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we put our reliance and our trust in you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you are Al-Alim, Al-Khabir, Al-Qahhar, Al-Wahhab, Al-Rahman. Oh beloved Allah, make it easy upon the suffering Ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, these are the days of Ayyamul Hajj. They are blessed days and nights. Accept from us, Ya Allah, our ibadah, Ya Allah. Accept this dua that we are making, especially for the community, the Ummah of South Africa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. We are weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have got our parents there, Ya Allah. We have got our communities and our family members there, Ya Allah. We have got our asatidha and our mashayikh and the scholars of deen. Ya Allah, they are those generous communities, Ya Allah. They are the awliya, Allah. Your friends are there, Ya Allah. They are the innocent mothers and children, Ya Allah. Oh, beloved Allah, protect them, Ya Allah. Protect their wealth, Ya Allah. Protect their honor and their dignity, Ya Allah. Protect the lives of the communities, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let this trial and this test and imtihan be one that brings us closer to you, Ya Allah. It allows us to bring simplicity in our lives. It allows us to understand and to turn to you and become your servants and the shakirin and continue to make shukr to you, Ya Allah. Amen. Oh, beloved Allah, those in the communities in South Africa, especially in Durban area, Ya Allah, KZN, they are going through so much of difficulty and uncertainty. You send rations and you send your unseen ghaibi madad, Ya Allah. Your unseen help, Ya Allah. Oh, beloved Allah, protect them from this COVID and protect this entire world from COVID, Ya Allah. Protect our country from COVID, Ya Allah. Oh, beloved Allah, those du'as that each person is making, Ya Allah, for those that are suffering, especially at this time for the South African community, you accept those du'as, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we do not forget our brothers and sisters in the Rohingya refugee camps, Ya Allah. The Uyghur, Ya Allah. Those in Gaza and Palestine. The economy of Lebanon is in the shatters, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you send barakah in that risk that they have, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the people of Syria, Ya Allah. The people of Bilad al-Sham, Ya Allah. The people of Somalia, Ya Allah. The people of Kenya and Ethiopia, Ya Allah. Afghanistan, Ya Allah. With this new transitions, oh beloved Allah, you send your rahmah and your unseen help, Ya Allah. Oh Rahim Allah, oh Kareem Allah, make it such that we are able to unite with our community in South Africa with muhabba and love, and again continue that exchange of da'wah and learning and ta'aleem and ta'allum, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the recent few weeks, we have lost great scholars of deen, Ya Allah, from those communities. We have lost great stalwarts of deen, Ya Allah. We have lost great personnel, Ya Allah, due to this COVID and other sicknesses. Ya Allah, grant them noor in their qabrs, Ya Allah. Make their graves gardens of Jannah, Ya Allah, and elevate their stages in Jannatul Firdaus. Ya Allah, those of us that have our parents that are alive and that are far away from us, Ya Allah, Allow us to be once again in their khidmah and service, Ya Allah. Allow us to be united with them and serve them with muhabba and love, Ya Allah. O Kareem Allah, let it be, Ya Allah, that we can meet our family members, we can meet our mashayikh, and O beloved Allah, take us to Kaaba Sharif, take us to Makkah and Medina, and take us to visit Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fi al-akhirati hasana, wa qina azab al-nar, wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Ameen. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
أحسن الله إليكم. جزاكم الله عنا خير. الله يبارك.
جزاكم الله خير. جزاكم
الله يبارك.
جزاكم الله خير. في those who came from the north.
اللهم زيد ما بعد. كرمكم الله.
Thank you. This is South Africa. We're being gone now.